This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:04 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for north central Harnett, eastern Chatham, and southwestern Wake counties until 3 p.m. At 2:03 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles west of Duncan or 12 miles northeast of Sanford, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impact include Duncan, New Hill, and Holly Springs. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Lee County until 2:30 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3 p.m. for southwestern Wake, eastern Chatham, and north central Harnett counties. At 2:14 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Duncan, or 15 miles northwest of Lillington, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hill, Fuquay Varina, Holly Springs, Lake Wheeler, Cary, Carpenter, and Apex. The intense winds with these storms will be out ahead of the storms, so people in the path of these storms may experience damaging winds well before the rain arrives. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Lee County until 2:30 p.m. Skywarn is standing by for spotter reports. Reports should include the following information. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This can include, but is not limited to, down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave a long break between each transmission for Skywarn traffic. The National Weather Service has just issued a special weather statement. It reads as follows. Strong thunderstorms will move across central and northern Johnson County through 3 p.m. At 2:15 p.m., Doppler radar showed thunderstorms popping up across Johnson County, mostly north of Smithfield. These storms were moving northeast around 15 miles per hour. Some locations that may be affected include Emmett, Clayton, Smithfield, and Selma. Gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, small hail, and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these thunderstorms. People outdoors should seek shelter until these storms have passed. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:26 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for northern Lee County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather in Lee County, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service does want reports still out of northern Lee County. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3 p.m. for southwestern Wake, eastern Chatham, and north central Harnett counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is Central Carolina Skywarn, NC4VA. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement at 2:27 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Chatham County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, so the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service would like your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3 p.m. for southwestern Wake and north-central Harnett counties. At 2:26 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Duncan, or 13 miles north of Lillington, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hill, Holly Springs, Fuquay Marina, Apex, Lake Wheeler, and Cary. The intense winds with these storms are racing well ahead of these storms, so people in the path of these storms may experience damaging winds before the rain arrives. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, which means this is a non-directed net and the repeater's free from normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave a long break between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:48 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Harnett, western Johnston, and south-central Wake County until 3:30 p.m. At 2:47 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Anger or over Lillington, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Bowie's Creek, Anger, and Coates. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Harnett, western Johnson, and south-central Wake until 3:30 p.m. Another severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southwestern Wake and north-central Harnett counties until 3 p.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 2:55 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Wake and north-central Harnett counties expires at 3 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in southwestern Wake or north-central Harnett counties, the National Weather Service is interested in your spotter report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northeastern Harnett, western Johnson, and south-central Wake County until 3:30 p.m. Central Carolina Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave long pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wayne, eastern Johnson, Wilson County, east central Wake County, and southern Nash County until 3:45 p.m. At 3:01 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Selma, or 7 miles northeast of Smithville, moving east at 5 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Pine Level and Micro. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wayne, eastern Johnston, Wilson, east central Wake, and southern Nash counties until 3:45 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for northeastern Harnett, western Johnston, and south central Wake until 3:30 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning it's a non-directed net. The repeater may be used for other amateur activity. However, we ask that stations leave a long pause between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 3:10 p.m. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Cumberland, northern Sampson, southern Harnett, and southern Johnston counties until 4:15 p.m. And Sampson, Harnett, and Johnston are part of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 3:08 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Anderson Creek, or 10 miles south of Lillington, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include the following: Linden, Godwin, Irwin, Falcon, Dunn, and Spivey's Corner. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Sampson, southern Harnett, and southern Johnston counties until 4:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning is already in effect, too, for northern Wayne, eastern Johnston, Wilson County, east central Wake, and southeastern Nash County until 3:45 p.m. And one is in effect for southeastern Harnett, western Johnston, and south central Wake until 3:30 p.m. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for your spotter reports. This is Central Carolina Skywarn at 3:14 p.m. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for South Central Wake, Western Johnston, and Northeastern Harnett counties. At 3:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Buies Creek or near Lillington, moving southeast at 10 miles per hour. Another severe thunderstorm was located just south of Garner, moving east at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with these storms. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for a spotter report. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn at 3:15 p.m. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Hoke, east central Moore, southwestern Harnett, and south central Lee until 4 p.m. Harnett and Lee are part of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 3:13 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles south of Whispering Pines or over Southern Pines, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Whispering Pines, Bass, and Cameron. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for South Central Wake, Western Johnston, and Northeastern Harnett counties until 3:30 p.m. We have one in effect for Northern Sampson, Southern Harnett, Southern Johnston until 4:15 p.m. Also one for Northern Wayne, Eastern Johnston, Wilson County, East Central Wake, and Southern Nash until 3:45 p.m. And one for Northeastern Harnett, Western Johnston, and South Central Wake until 3:30 p.m. And, of course, the most recent one for Lee and Harnett counties until 4 p.m. Due to the number of severe thunderstorm warnings and an extensive area being covered by warnings in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, we're going to move to an active net. We're just going to make this a directed net so that all traffic should be directed to net control. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Severe weather report should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less from the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, which includes, but is not limited to, down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. And again, Skywarn's in active mode. This is a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement at 3:22 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for Southern Nash and East Central Wake counties is canceled. Storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in Southern Nash or East Central Wake counties, the National Weather Service would like your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for Wilson, Eastern Johnston, and Northern Wayne counties. At 3:21 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Selma or near Smithville, moving east at 10 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in active mode. This is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. This is Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement as of 3:28 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. for South Central Lee, Southwestern Harnett, East Central Moore, and Northeastern Hope counties. And, of course, Lee and Harnett are part of Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:26 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Bass, or 11 miles east of Southern Pines, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Damaging winds of 65 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Pine View. This storm is likely producing widespread wind damage. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. And a reminder, we're in active mode, which means this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:29 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Wake, Western Johnston, and Northeastern Harnett counties expires at 3:30 p.m. The storm which prompted this warning has moved out of the area and has weakened, so the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, in south-central Wake, western Johnston, or northeastern Harnett counties, the National Weather Service would like your spotter report. Please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA standing by for your spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement at 3:38 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for southern Johnston, southern Harnett, northern Sampson, and northern Cumberland counties. And of course, Johnston, Harnett, and Sampson are part of Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:37 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Dunn, or 15 miles east of Lillington, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for south-central Lee, southwestern Harnett counties until 4 p.m. and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:45 p.m. for eastern Johnston, northern Wayne, and Wilson counties. We're going to remain in active mode at this time due to the number of the severe thunderstorm warnings and the amount of coverage of our counties under severe thunderstorm threat at this point. This means this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Please note, we're looking for measurement, total volume there, not rate of rainfall. Flooding and flash flooding, where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Again, we're in active mode, so this is a directed net. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is Central Carolina Skywarn at 3:43 p.m. The National Weather Service issued the following statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. for South Central Lee, southwestern Harnett, and east central Moore counties. And of course, Lee and Harnett belong to Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:41 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Bath, or 11 miles southeast of Carthage, moving north at 20 miles per hour. Damaging winds at 58 miles per hour and greater are likely with this storm. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. If no shelter is available, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you're close enough to hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. The severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson, eastern Johnston, and northern Wayne counties expires at 3:45 p.m. Storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. Additional severe thunderstorms could move into the area over the next couple of hours. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, and Wilson, eastern Johnston, or northern Wayne counties, the National Weather Service would like your spotter report. we're going to move back to standby mode since we're decreasing in terms of the number of severe thunderstorm warnings at this time. That means this will become a non-directed net again. The repeater can be used for other amateur activity. However, we're going to ask that you leave long breaks between your transmissions for skyborne traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter report.
Central Carolina Sky Warren, KG4AGD.
KG4A, that may have been ABD, I'm not sure. Go ahead.
That's Alpha Golf Delta. Just located here in northeastern Harnett County, close to I-95, exit 77. We've just had basically a quarter size. We measured maybe about quarter size, or should I say a half, quarter inch size hail. Some of it may have been close to half an inch size hail in this area.
Okay, so a quarter to 1/2 inch hail. Do you think any of it approached 3/4 inch size?
No, I don't think so. Not what I picked up and measured falling right here out front.
Okay, 1/4 to 1/2 inch size hail at I-95 exit 77 in northeast Harnett County. Is that close to a town or anything, or is that a rural area?
Well, that's a rural area, but it's, I mean, we've got a Dunn address, but we're pretty close to Benson here as well. So it's kind of in between, I guess you might say.
Okay, this is good enough, that's fine. And what time did the hail fall, and is it still falling?
It is stopped now. It's been probably the last that we got was maybe 5-10 minutes ago.
Okay, so this was falling at approximately 3:36 p.m., is that correct, sir?
That's right.
Okay, and let me get your name.
Name here is Anthony.
Okay, Anthony, great report. And have you noticed any wind damage in your area?
I haven't seen any wind damage, just strong lightning and heavy downpour.
Okay, very good. Appreciate your report very much, and I'll relay this to the National Weather Service. Thank you, NC4VA.
KG4AGD.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:49 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Harnett County and southern Lee County until 4:30 p.m. At 3:39 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Olivia, or 6 miles south of Sanford, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Broadway and Seminole. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Harnett and southern Lee County until 4:30 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for southern Johnston, southern Harnett, and northern Sampson counties. Again, that's till 4:15 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 4 p.m. for south central Lee, southwestern, and southwestern Harnett counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Hey, Lewis. We have a number of severe thunderstorm warnings out at the moment. Let me see if I can recap them for you. One for Harnett and Lee to 4:30 p.m. Harnett, Johnson, and Sampson, 4:15 p.m. Harnett and Lee till 4. So folks can use the repeater, but I'm going to ask that they leave a long pause in between each transmission at this point. NC4VA.
I'm trying to say I get long-winded.
Nah. But if it needs to be an extended conversation, folks would probably enjoy their conversation more if they moved off to maybe the Broadway repeater or something, since I am requesting a long pause between each transmission. NC4VA.
No problem. I'm just leaving work. We had a storm went around that one itself. I went around us. We didn't get anything down here in Smithfield. Anyhow, I'll keep my eyes open. If I see anything, I'll let you know. M4NCT.
Where are you located now, Lewis?
On Buffalo Road here in Smithfield.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there is thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Johnston County. Let's see. Yeah, southern Johnston. So, anyway, yeah, I would appreciate any reports. If you see any evidence of wind damage or if you're experiencing any hail, there have been a number of severe thunderstorm warnings since about 1:30 this afternoon. So, some of them have expired. And so if you come across damage that you think is recent, real recent in the last couple hours, I would appreciate it. NC4VA.
I'll do it, because I'm going to go right through Selma and cut through the woods. So if I see anything, I'll let you know. M4NCT.
Central Carolina Sky Warren, KG4HD.
KG4HD, go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, an update. I was just talking to a co-worker that's in another building where I am, and he's an amateur radio operator as well. They actually picked up some pieces over there that was measuring an inch and a quarter size hail at 3:40. That was the time at 3:40.
Inch and a quarter sized hail, 3:40 p.m. Is this the same location close to I-95 and exit 77?
That's right.
Okay, and that was at 3:40. Okay, Anthony, I really appreciate that report very much. If you have any further updates, give me a call back. Great report, NC4VA.
KG4HD.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky Warn. At 3:58 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Lee, Southwestern Harnett, and East Central Moore expires at 4 p.m. And, of course, Lee and Harnett belong to Central Carolina Sky Warn. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service would like your report. The National Weather Service also issued another severe weather statement. It reads as follows. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for southern Johnston, southern Harnett, northern Sampson, and northern Cumberland counties. At 3:57 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Benson, or 13 miles southwest of Smithfield, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include Newton Grove and Hopton. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky Warn, standing by for spotter reports. At 4:06 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for southern Lee and northern Harnett counties. At 4:05 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Seminole, or 10 miles east of Sanford, moving northeast at 10 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:15 p.m. for Southern Johnston, Southern Harnett, Northern Sampson counties. We're still in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. Just a reminder of folks to leave long pauses between transmissions for skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Thanks, folks. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:11 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Sampson, southern Wayne, and southeastern Johnston County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:09 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles south of Hopton or 7 miles north of Clinton, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Hopton and Grantham. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Sampson, southern Wayne, and southeastern Johnston until 5:15 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southern Johnston, southern Harnett, northern Sampson, and northern Cumberland counties expires at 4:15 p.m. Storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service welcomes your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Southern Lee and Northern Harnett counties. Southern Lee and Northern Harnett counties. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northeastern Sampson, southern Wayne, and southeastern Johnston counties until 5:15 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning the repeater is free for other normal amateur activity in addition to Skywarn. However, we ask that stations leave long breaks after each transmission for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for your spotter report. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:18, the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Lee and northern Harnett counties is canceled. Storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather in southern Lee and northern Harnett counties, the National Weather Service is interested in your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southeastern Sampson, southern Wayne, and southeastern Johnston counties until 4:15 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:28 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:27 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm near Roseboro, or 7 miles southwest of Clinton, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Vehicle-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Clinton and Harrells. And a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 4:30, one more minute, for Southern Lee and Northern Harnett counties. This is NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. We're in standby mode, meaning the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. Just leave some pauses between transmissions for skywarn traffic. N0YO, NC4VA.
Okay, NC4VA, N0YO. Okay, I'm going to go to the skywarn site and go from there.
4:30, 09.
Y'all doubled.
Try it again, Virginia.
Thanks, Lewis. Do you have the scripts with the revision date, April 30th, 2009?
I sure do.
Okay, check your email. I didn't put a subject in the subject line, but check your email, and when you have IAMBA up and running, I'll turn that control over to you. NC4VA.
Okay, yeah, I got the revision. It's at 4:30, and we're standby with no tones. Okay, I got it up and running.
Okay, good deal. At this point, we have two severe thunderstorm warnings. Let me just recap for you real quickly. Make sure we're both on the same page. And in fact, one was just issued. Let me just go ahead and read that one. 4:39 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for southeastern Johnston, southern Wayne, and northeastern Sampson counties. At 4:36 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Hopton, or 10 miles west of Mount Olive, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Other strong to severe thunderstorms were located near Princeton and Newton Grove. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, frequent cloud-to-ground lightning was occurring with the storms. About one strike every 20 seconds. Move indoors immediately. No shelter is available. Take cover in a vehicle. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Sampson County until 5:15 p.m. And we are in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. It's a non-directed net. However, we ask that stations leave a long pause between each transmission for skywarn traffic. And this is NC4VA turning net control over to N0YAO. And Jim, it's a pleasure to do so and welcome you back. If you need me, I'll be around or call me on my cell phone. NC4VA clear.
All righty, Virginia. And this is Voice of the Past. This is N0YO at Central Carolina Skywarn. As you just heard, we are still continuing the severe thunderstorm warning for Johnson, Sampson, and Wayne County till 5:15. This is N0YO standing by.
Net control.
Go ahead, this is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Hey there, this is K4DSW. I want to make a report. It's kind of late, but it still may help for reporting purposes to the National Weather Service.
Does it follow within our severe guidelines?
Probably, I would think so. It's a dime-sized hail.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, this was approximately 3:28 p.m. Eastern Time. It was a dime-sized hail in Selma, North Carolina. Closest intersection would be Buffalo Road and McCormick Drive. Was it the location it was at?
Hey, Buffalo McCormick Drive in Selma, right?
Roger.
Alrighty, thank you very much. And may I have your name, please?
My name is Stephen Walker, and call sign K4DSW.
I got the call sign. Thanks a lot, Stephen, for the report. This is N0YO for Central County Sky 1. At this time, we still have a severe thunderstorm warning, which remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. tonight for southern eastern Johnston County, southern Wayne County, and northeastern Sampson County. At 4:36 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar did continue to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Hupton, or 10 miles west of Mount Olive, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Other strong to severe thunderstorms were located near Princeton and Newton Grove. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, frequent cloud-to-ground lightning was occurring with the storms. About one strike every 20 seconds. Move indoors immediately. If no shelter is available, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. This is N0YO at Central Carolina Skywarn. Now remember, a warning does mean severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service will be looking for the following severe weather reports. This would include hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, damaging winds caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter. We're also looking for building and roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather and increased activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Yes, please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are on the WB4TQD repeater 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup will be the K4ITL repeater, which is 147105 with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup will be the K4ITL of 147135 with the same offset tone of 82.5 hertz. And this repeater is located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Our third backup will be the W4TQD repeater at 14539 with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Youngsville, North Carolina. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF Link Systems. Those frequencies may be found at www.carolina440.net. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Sky 1, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria weather information. N0YO for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has just issued a statement that the severe weather storm warning for southeastern Johnston County has been canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Johnston County has been canceled as of 4:47 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect for that area of southeastern Johnston County. If you should observe any severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please notify your nearest law enforcement agency. Ask them to relay your report to the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. This is N0YO at Central Carolina Sky 1. We are in standby mode at this time.